लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। बिहाइंड द सीन्स, oh yes, exclusive insights, absolutely, eccentric characters, you bet. So pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals, and now let's talk. Hello and welcome to Let's Talk About Verticals. Today it's another fan edition one, and I'm really happy to welcome Caitlin, aka Verticat on Instagram. Hello to New York. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Caitlin, I ask every fan from the beginning on, since when are you on Instagram vertical addicted?
So I found verticals actually fairly recently. I just found them this February, so February of 2025. But I didn't start my review page until July. I was completely addicted to verticals and then found myself critiquing them with anybody and everybody who would listen. So I ended up like, why don't I put this to good use? So that's when I started the review page. Unfortunately, July and August happened to be the most busy months for work. So it's my review page is really just starting to get ramped up now in September. So
how did you get to the vertical? In my world, I was so catched by this Facebook ads and Instagram ads, and I tried to resist for a few months, but at some point I cannot resist anymore and got me a membership on Real Short. And then the whole thing started. How did you get into the verticals?
Yeah, the Real Short marketing team really deserves a bonus because I also got hooked in by a Facebook ad on Real Short for Aaron Orbis's Surrender to My Professor. And I just kept seeing the ad and seeing it over and over and over again. And finally, curiosity caught the cat and I just had to watch it. So,
so that was your first vertical you watched?
It was, yep. Surrender to My Professor with Aaron Orbis, and I then, not gonna lie, kind of cheated and went to what is it called, Daily Motion, and watched a couple of verticals that way, and then decided I was getting hooked on. I watched all of Aaron's stuff that he had out at the time, and then that led me to other actors and actresses, and then before you know it, I have like 6 yearly subscriptions and a whole bunch of monthly subscriptions. Oh yeah, I have 32 different vertical apps right now that I rotate between.
I'm at 49 since last week.
I try to be good now because I very quickly noticed that, you know, I was adding more and more apps every time I saw something that was interesting. Yeah. So now I'm a little more selective. Like the apps have to have at least two or three things that I'm interested in before I'll download them.
Yes, yes.
And then watch them sort of thing. And then also I am usually pretty good about if, say, like I have one that I download and I have two or three good ones and then there's nothing for like months, I will delete that app.
What are your favorite apps for watching verticals? Where did you get your yearly memberships?
My yearly memberships are Real Short, Drama Box, Drama Wave, and Good Short. I do like Vigloo, but Vigloo kind of does like a roller coaster a little bit for me. So yes. I don't keep yearly with them. I just do the monthly or whatever when I need it. Mm-hmm. But those are the ones that I consistently do. Right now, I think my favorite for the past couple months has been Drama Box. Just because of the pure variety and it's consistent. I love Real Short stuff, but Real Short has had low periods. They had, and then they just like So, in August, I think they had very few that I really was interested in. And then just all of a sudden, within the last week or two, they've released a whole bunch that have been great. And I find that very overwhelming. I don't like that. I like it better when I can have, good verticals scattered consistently throughout, the weeks sort of thing. And I think Drama Box does that really well.
Do you like these interactive verticals? Because ReelShort had, I had the feeling, a lot of interactive verticals latest.
Yeah, so ReelShort definitely has the most interactive ones. I'm usually pretty good about checking in and getting the coins, so the spending the coins doesn't really bother me because I get the free ones. But as far as the storyline goes, I feel like it ruins a lot of the flow of the storylines when you have the interactives. For example, their most recent one with Jackson, I was actually quite upset that they made that one an interactive
I
because it
haven't
was
watched
Jackson.
this because of the interactive section.
Yeah, so I am a huge fan of Jackson, and I was very stoked to hear that he finally got one on ReelShort because he hadn't had one and wanted one on ReelShort for a long time. And then to find out that it was an interactive, I felt like it was such an injustice to him and his skill. I would have much rather just have the story play through. That being said, because I've watched it, I think that one in particular, in hindsight, might not ha might it actually probably was a good idea had to have that as an interactive because people were able to pick the spicy level that it was at. I mean, it was a spicy vertical, but the interactive made it so that you could either go like three peppers spicy or just one pepper spicy.
Yeah,
So
that's
that
not so
was.
bad.
I think that was kind of nice for other people. Me, myself, I would have just preferred, a three spicy, let's go all the way, sort of
Yes,
let's just
yes.
do the story vertical. But I know that there's a lot of people out there demanding, a certain level of spice. And I think the interactive allows them to choose what they want and what they don't.
Yeah. I don't also like on DreamShort these exclusive posts. You have a membership and then no the early watch is it called? Where you can early watch but not only every episode for the rest you have to pay, although you have a membership.
Yes. Yep.
That's kind of stuff I really don't understand because they even want to more make more money out of the members and I
Yeah.
assumed that there is a show even though if you have a membership cost roundabout in euros 40 50 € to watch
Yeah. So
and
the
I'm
two things I hate the most that apps do is exactly that, because Dreamy Short did that to me today. They lured me in with an ad on Instagram for one of their verticals and went there, started watching it, and realized it was an early access and I'd have to pay like $40 to unlock the whole series or whatever. Their way to earn free coins isn't nearly as good as ReelShort's the best at being able to earn a lot of free coins really easily. But Dreamy Short doesn't do that. So you're really just stuck paying that $40 if you really want to watch it, or waiting 2, 3, 4 weeks for it to come out on full access.
Completely,
The other
yeah.
thing I really hate is there's a couple apps that are coin only. There is no
Yes, Playlet,
subscription.
for example. There are so many shows on Playlet I wanted to watch, or Kalos TV also, but it only works with
No,
coins.
they do have both of them actually have subscriptions, but they're tricky about it. So they try to really force you to buy the coins first, and then if you keep like trying to back out and re-enter or whatever, I forget how I got it,
I got
but
never
eventually
offered at Playlet or Kalos TV a membership.
I did. So sometimes, like I said, you'll be watching something and it'll keep prompting you to buy coins. But if you like back out and then come back a little later and then, go back and forth a little bit, proving that you're not going to buy coins, eventually it'll offer you the subscription. So Playlet's $25 American dollars a month. A month? No, a week, because
A
they're
week,
expensive.
yeah.
Playlet's the expensive one. So it's $25 a week. And then you said the other one was what?
Kalos
Kleos?
TV.
They're actually pretty cheap. I think they're $18 a
I
week. They're
never
one of the
got
cheapest
offered a
ones.
membership. Maybe the European one didn't get offered anyone.
Maybe. I know there's a lot of difference
Because on
between.
Playlet, there were so many shows I would love to watch, but I can't watch it because of this shitty coin buying. I'm not willing to pay 50 € for one show to watch. That's so ridiculous, stupid.
Right. I have emailed the help support on some of these apps to get certain things out of apps. I struggle with my drama all the time because they end up frequently I'm talking to their help desk or their support because I frequently get double charged on my drama. So I usually try to avoid my drama if I can. Granted, $15 a week isn't a lot, but when you double it to $30 a week, then it becomes a lot. And especially when, like I said, it's double pain. So, you know,
For
so
what?
yeah, exactly. So I do avoid my drama if I can help it. That being said, my drama is the best if I want to watch the Ukrainian ones, or every once in a while they'll
Yeah,
come out
because
with
my
a
drama
really
is from
different.
Ukraine. It's a Ukrainian platform.
Exactly.
What attracts you to watch a vertical? Is it the poster? Is it the actors, the cast,
So,
the
right? Oh my God, don't even get me started on some of these titles. I mean,
What attracts you that you say, oh yeah, this I want to watch? I'm
yeah, well,
interested in watching this one.
definitely not the titles, because a lot of actors, especially like poor Tim Stein. I mean, he's dying from his new Drama Wave One. I mean, his new Drama Wave One just hit, I think, 400 million in revenue or something. I don't know, something crazy like that. But it's wrong guy, right sperm or something like that, and
I
it's horrible, and he's so upset with it, but there's nothing he can do about it, and I loved him to pieces, but oh, I feel so bad for him. But to answer your question, I usually look for verticals first for actors that I like or know very well or know that I'm going to enjoy. Like, for example, Nick Rotako. I know every single vertical that he's in is going to be at least a decent, if not amazing, vertical. So if I see Nick on the poster, I'm going for it. But the posters themselves, besides the titles, another pet peeve of mine is when posters don't look like the people who are in it.
Yeah, that's
You know,
true. That's
Nick's
true.
newest
I
one, and
saw
she
some
had a
posters and I started it and I thought, huh? Really? He's
yep.
the
Yep.
lead?
So
Huh?
Nick just had one that the poster actually got revised because he made a public Instagram post on how the poster looked nothing like him, and it didn't. It didn't look anything like him, and so they revised it more to look like him, and that's a pet peeve of mine because they're killing their own views, their own income by not making the posters look like the people who are in. Because for people like me who search out for things like from Nick or Tim or whatever, if the poster looks like them, that's fine. I'm hooked already. I'll watch it. But if it doesn't look like him, I might pass over it, especially if it's a dumb title or something. You know, Aaron Olmos
Normally,
is
it is a dumb title.
right. Well, another example.
I cannot imagine right now. Do you know a vertical where the title is really good?
I mean, there's been some. Viglu does a decent job. I
Yeah, okay,
absolutely
Candy
love
Jar also.
Candy
They
Jar. I was just gonna say Candy Jar. You know, for example, one of the nice ones I like is Playing Pretend with Cayman. That's one of my favorite romance ones
That's
to
a
go
really
to.
nice one. I saw this also. That was a really
Yeah.
nice one.
Yeah, Playing Pretend is definitely a comfort vertical for me. It's one of the few notebooky ones that because I really don't care for the notebooky ones. I like mine to have a little drama in them, a little action, a little, you know, dramatics. And even I'm not gonna lie, I like spicy verticals too. So I'm not one for notebooky sort of things, but Playing Pretend had a great title, a great poster for it, It had a great actor came in it.
Yeah,
I
great
didn't know
cast,
the
yeah.
female lead. I didn't know the female lead at the time, but
Me
I
too.
do now, and I follow her, and it's a great vertical. That being said, it's another one of those verticals that needs a part two. And I think that's
Absolutely.
the top pet peeve
Absolutely.
that I have about verticals, period. So
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the part two of the vertical from Jackson Tiller and Keira Wisely.
oh yes, I did that. I don't know if Jackson said that one was coming out. I know his superstar one is getting a part
Yeah, the
two.
superstar one is getting the second, but not this one with Kira, where he's
Well,
at
I
the
will
end
go.
alone at home with the baby and she's in Paris.
Oh yeah, he did say on his. I do remember that he did say on one of his lives recently that that is one of the most requested verticals for getting a part two that he, of his work. So
I
I
totally
just
understand that.
I have to wonder why though it isn't. Like, what is why are the company executives or producers or whoever's the big wigs in the companies, why are they deciding not to do it if they're
Yes.
the people, the fans that are paying for this stuff are
And
now
so many
requesting this
requested.
part two? Another one that boggles my mind is that's been really requested is Tim's Fallen for My Mafia X's Dad on Real Short. That one, it's had huge outcries for a part two. It needs a part two. It definitely does. And a lot of people would pay to see the part two. And yet Real Short's just sitting on it, not doing anything, at least to my knowledge. So I'm not really sure why decisions are made not to do part twos, is it would benefit both the fans and the companies if they did.
I
And
have the
Robert.
feeling that Candy Jar is one of the apps who which does mostly more
Yes.
parts than one from it. The
Yes.
arrangement had
Candy.
more parts than
Yep.
there was a Mason, was it called, the vertical, who has two parts in it. Then now it was released a new vertical with Eli Baldov, who gets a second part because the first vertical was described with part one. So I'm totally sure that there will be another part of it. And I think Candy Jar is okay now, Alta. With the Falling for the Superstar second part, but I don't know any other verticals on other platforms which have as part two.
To my
I don't.
knowledge, Candy Jar is the only one as of to date that has done part twos. I know Superstars on, I think it's on Ulta app,
Yeah, it's Alta,
but
yeah.
that's the, but it's not technically released yet. I think they either just got done shooting it or about to
I
shoot it. I
saw the
don't rightly
trailer.
remember.
Have you seen the trailer of part two?
I have not. I have not.
There is a
Ulta is
trailer
one
on
of the
YouTube.
newer apps that I have, so I have not explored Ulta yet.
No, there is on YouTube is a trailer for
Is
part
it?
two. Yeah.
I'll have to definitely look that up.
It looks really good because I like the stuff, how Molly Anderson is playing the villain part in this. I really
Yes.
like that. Yeah, and
She's really good at
she
playing villains.
performs, yes, but also playing nice ones. She can do
She does.
both
And
really great.
I have to say, what an accomplishment it is to be able to not only play both parts, but be casted as both a villain
Absolutely. Yeah.
and
Not
because
to get
a lot of
pigholed
these
in one.
actors,
Yeah.
a lot of these actors and actresses can get typecasted just like they can in the horizontal or the silver screen films.
Yeah.
They can get typecasted, and I know a lot of them, like for example, Sarah
Zane
Maloney.
Claudio, for example. Zane Claudio is always the bad guy. Always.
Zane, Sarah Maloney, they get
Yeah,
stuck
but
in that.
Sarah Molinsky had now with the lead a
She
great
did.
not villain
It
role.
was fantastic. It's actually one of the ones I plan on reviewing next, on my page. I planned to review it earlier, but I had some actors and production companies message me wanting me to review their things. So out of respect, I kind of try to move those to the head of the line of the reviews. But I do plan on reviewing that one because it was so good.
I
It
haven't
was.
seen it yet.
Oh, it is worth the watch because I think that is easily Sarah's best work. And Aaron's really good at playing villains to begin with, but Aaron in his past two verticals has just shot up his skill. He and Seth are probably the two most improved actors or actresses in the vertical world right now, in my opinion. So it really was a beautifully done vertical, and I think it's not getting near as much attention as it needs to.
No.
And this goes back to the problem of Real Short being quiet and then all of a sudden releasing a whole bunch of really
Yeah,
fantastic
too
ones
much.
altogether. I understand the idea of, okay, if we release a whole bunch of good hits altogether, then people only have to pay for the one subscription or the 1 week or 2 weeks or whatever. And I get that it lowers costs, but I have to wonder if it also reduces the amount of hype over any particular one, and therefore some of the rewatches, you know, because if you're trying to watch six verticals within a week, how many times are you going to rewatch something? And then that lowers the amount of views a particular vertical gets. That's just my train of thought. I don't know that
Makes
right,
sense, makes
but
sense.
because Viglu, I think, ran into a similar situation, in my opinion, when they released Matrimony and
Oh, that was also a great one. I love
Yep,
that.
Matrimony, and I think it was Under the Hood. It was one of Kamen's. I can't remember if it was Under the Hood or the
Yeah, Under
vampire
the Hood
one.
was first. But Matrimony with John Henry with the dog, I love it. I love it. And JC Ann also, I love it.
The outfits John got to wear were, oh my God, they were a character in
Yeah.
themselves, those
Yeah.
outfits. I mean, it was
Yeah.
fantastic.
I love this vertical, really. Viglo did a great job on that. Was there ever a vertical where you turned off while watching because you said, oh, come on, no, this bullshit. No, I don't watch it. It
So
doesn't catch me.
I am a stubborn person. I try to give everything the chance, so I try to make it all the way through just in case it gets better or whatever.
Hope still exists.
The hopes, yeah. But there are some that I've only watched once and I will not go back to them again. There is one on Drama Box, and I don't remember the title word for word. It's something with How the World Ends or something like that. It is a very, very dark, high abuse, high sexual assault. It is a very dark, brutal vertical. And I had to pause it a couple of times, and I really struggled to get all the way through it because, don't get me wrong, I like spice, but that was crossing the line in so many different ways. It was very, very hard to watch. And I don't even know how that vertical is able to get any views or stay on. Like, it just, I respect the act that the work that the actors and the crew did. But at the end of the day, I don't feel that that vertical really was an appropriate type vertical. It also deserved more warnings on it. And when it first got released, because I watched it shortly after it got released, it had no warnings on it. It does have some warnings on it now, but when it first got released, it had no warnings whatsoever.
No trigger
So
warnings or what?
trigger warnings, yeah, that, you know, strong language, sexual nature or whatever, violent nature or whatever. It didn't have any of those at the beginning. So a lot of it, I was very much caught off guard, and I was like, okay, well, maybe this is just a tough scene, like a lot of other verticals. They have, you know, these very really tough scenes, and then the story moves on. It didn't. It was a very dark vertical. So that one I definitely struggled with. I also really hate banquet humiliation, identity arguing ones. So those ones I really struggle to get through. If I know it's a banquet humiliation one ahead of time, I usually don't watch it. I don't click on it if it's categorized as or labeled as such. But if I don't know about it and I get into it, like for example, I love Drew Ader. I absolutely love him. His newest one is I forget, it's something with the title Daddy or whatever. He's wearing like a construction vest, and then he's wearing a tuxedo on the poster or whatever. I didn't realize that was like a banquet identity arguing one. If I had known that, I might not have watched it. I did watch it all the way through because I appreciate the work that Drew does, but those are tough to get through. I end up usually falling asleep during those.
I struggled with the one I didn't know. I don't know where it was and what the title was, where they abused disabled person. That
Yes,
was
I
such a
did see
no-go.
that one, and the funny part is I don't
Was it
even
on Drama
remember.
Box? I think it was on
See,
Drama
that's the thing,
Box.
they don't even remember what the title was or where it was, and I'm not going to go look for it. So
Yeah, me too. Me neither.
it's fine. Like I said, I usually push myself to watch something all the way through to at least give something a shot before I develop an opinion about it. But that one, the fact that I can't remember it or even what app it's on means
Yeah.
it didn't leave an impression, a good
I didn't
impression,
even know who
certainly.
was the
So
lead playing.
I can't remember it either. I just remember it causing a lot of issues for that one particular scene, which I do remember that scene, because I have a brother that's disabled. So
Yeah,
that,
I have a godchild that is
yeah.
disabled, and when I saw that they keep this person on a dog leash, come on.
It was another one of those verticals that definitely crossed the line, and
Absolutely.
it
And
makes
I
me
don't
sad because,
understand who develops such a script.
well, it's not only who develops such a script, but where are the checks and balances to make sure something like that doesn't end up in production, so that way these actors and the cast and crew don't waste their time doing something that's gonna negatively impact viewers in the vertical world, you know?
Yeah, that's
I
true.
do, I do like, I do like Jen Cooper's from my Vertical Drama Love. I do like her saying that verticals don't have to improve the world, they just can't make it worse. I think her teen daughter said that. And I think that that is the perfect motto. The definition of worse is obviously going to be up to everyone's discretion as to what their line is. But I think we can all agree that making fun of the disabled, or like that one really dark vertical I was talking about where it's constant abuse and sexual assault and stuff, I think we all can agree that those are two very visible, strong, permanent lines that should not be crossed. And I
Absolutely.
think if vertical apps want to keep viewers, they need to start listening and start making those changes. Honestly, Viglu's done a wonderful job with that. Candy Jar have done wonderful jobs with making that transition to what the viewers are looking for.
I talked to some actors. When I talk was talking to Michael Vicavro, he told me that he got a script where the story was so full of violation that he declined it, and all the other actors also declined it. So they tried to rewrite the script, but they couldn't get the story rewritten, so the total complete project was canceled later on. Because no one of the actors wanted to play it. And I think that's kind of stuff where it's needed that the actors said no. But sometimes they are in a kind of difficult situation. Maybe they need the money or whatever, or they're even happy that they even get a job. But I think the audience, and that's what Michael Vaccaro also says, and it's true. I'm really shocked how often you see in a vertical abortion, miscarriages, how the women were abused so that they miscarried. And there is also no trigger warning. And the most audience are women. And I cannot understand how so many women watch such a theme. Like miscarriage, abortion, something like that, that sells to women. I cannot understand it.
This is kind of where I have idea thoughts that aren't necessarily lined up with everybody's. Don't get me wrong, I don't necessarily agree with all of that, but I do think one important thing that isn't being talked about is the cultural differences. And I think those play into a lot of how we view the verticals. For example, verticals were Asian created, primarily in China, sort of thing. So the traditions, the culture out there towards women particularly are different. You know, women have different roles, different expectations. There's a different dynamic to a relationship out there between a man and a woman than there is here in America or in Europe. But also, there's a lot of differences I've noticed between even just Europe and America. I think, and I'm not trying to speak for everybody, but I think in general, I think Americans don't necessarily think about or aren't as bothered by the abortion and the abuse. I'm sure they are, but in comparison to Europeans, whereas I think you guys have a more respectful culture when it comes to the women, how women are treated, and the relationship
Definitely.
between a man and a woman. I think Europeans are definitely the most respectful in that regard. And I think America in general kind of lays in the middle where we try to be respectful of the women and try to have decent relationships, but it doesn't always go that way. And then you have the Chinese ones that are completely different. There's a
Yeah,
completely
that's true.
different dynamic there.
That's true.
So I think that is a part of the conversation that is not getting talked about. And I think that's why a lot of the apps have not moved towards these nonviolent, no abortion, less miscarriages sort of thing, is I think they recognize that we can't cater to one region or one, you know, culture, because then we're going to eliminate viewers from these other cultures that don't mind it so much, or you know, or it's nor more normalized. I hate to say it that way because it sounds awful, but that's something unfortunately that I think the companies are looking at, is they're looking at, okay, we're trying to get as many viewers as we can amongst many different cultures.
Do you watch the Asian verticals, which are released on ReelShort or something like that?
So I have viewed a couple. I have a really hard time watching them because, not to sound terrible or anything, but they all look so young and it bothers me. So I
Yes, I totally agree. I totally agree. And mind me, if you mind me asking, I am the only one who's on with the opinion that a Chinese billionaire doesn't look like as hot as an American billionaire CEO.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yes, I
Thank you.
just, like I said,
Thanks.
they all
Thank
look
you.
so young. They look, unfortunately to me, they look like child actors, and I can't get into a
Yes.
billionaire, pregnant by a billionaire story with people who look like they're like just hitting puberty,
Yes,
you
and
know?
they are so thin and so small even. And for me, it's so hard to realize to get hugged from a Chinese.
Right.
You know what I
Exactly.
mean?
But see, but that's kind of circles back to that conversation of different cultures, you
Cultures,
know.
yeah.
So it just, I think different regions and different cultures are going to call for different verticals.
Absolutely,
And
yeah.
I think that's why we are seeing some change over to the verticals that you and I want to look for, with the, you know, less abuse towards women and violence and stuff like that. But we're not seeing a total switch over.
No.
So we'll kind of see what happens, but you know, I think it's a cultural difference in the end.
What kind of news stories, which recently came out, did you like? I mean, there are a lot of sporty verticals right now. There are a lot
Yes.
of student professors verticals. There were a lot of the cooking ones. There were a
Yep.
lot. Then there
Yep.
were which part or which new fresh stories you liked? The sporty ones or the cooking ones or the professor and student ones? Or there are also a few high school ones like Campus Rival, like something like that. Which new
So
stuff you liked?
my favorite ones seem to be of newer releases or newly discovered ones. Like the thing I'm on recently is I'm seem to really like darker thriller ones. Like Dungeons of Ecstasy was amazing, absolutely
I
amazing. That's on Real Short with Eric Guillemette. And I also, it's not a new one, but I do want to mention there's one vertical that I think got really overlooked, that I think has been the best vertical I've ever seen. It's My Serial Killer Lover. And it is on Drama Box, with Adam Santa Cruz. It is
Was it this
fantastic.
one? Was it this one where Anderson Cruz play a gay one?
Yes.
I saw this one, and it was such a great acting from Adam Sandra Cruz.
It
I
was.
think it was the second one I saw from Adam Sandra Cruz, and I was so addicted in his acting. I was totally fascinated, really.
It was hands down the best vertical I have ever seen, ever. And the it was suspenseful. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time, like biting my nails, and
It was
just so
also with
many
Nick
twists.
Ritacco in it, wasn't it?
He did. He was in it. Absolutely. Yes. And he it was a first time I had seen Nick in a really minor supporting part. And I don't want to say that negatively, but I'm just so used to him being the male lead that it was nice and refreshing to see him in a supporting role. But he nailed it even with that. But the
Who
fact that
was
this
the other
vertical
lead?
had, I don't remember. I wish I could remember his name, because it's been a little bit since I've watched it. But they both did a fantastic job. There was some, the storyline was original. It wasn't anything that had been done before. It had many twists and turns. So you always were kept guessing.
I didn't expect this story.
It was absolutely wonderful. So when the Verticon approached my page, Verticate, the review page, to submit nominations for the Vertical Awards. I'm not gonna lie, that is the one I submitted for Best Vertical of the Year. I am disappointed it wasn't in the top three of nominations, because I think that one deserves a lot more attention than what it's getting, because it is original, it is suspenseful, it's got the drama,
There
and it's also.
wasn't a story nearly to this l anymore, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I the I mean just the fact that it was original. I mean, besides like some of the ones that, Riglu's been doing with Kamen, like Under the Hood and stuff like that was an original story. But this one was also an original story, but it had more draw, like I said, more drama, suspense, and the fact that it was a gay love story, I think is a huge thing, because a lot of the gay ones, because I've watched them, they're good. I don't know. I actually like quite a few of them. But the gay ones, I think it overlooked quite a bit. And I
Yeah, in
think
the
that they
last
lost.
time there were a lot of gay ones.
Well, Drama Box shoots out quite a few of the gay ones, and I've loved almost every single one that they've put out because they do it so well. I just wish more people would kind of open themselves up to watching them, because I think if they did, I think they would find a great viewing experience for a lot of them, particularly this one, My Serial Killer Lover. It's just outstanding. So that was my favorite
But
one I've
this,
watched.
My Serial Killer Lover, was also one which I want to see a part two.
Yes, it does need a part. Absolutely needs a part two. It will
That's
add it
it's,
to the list, the ginormous list of verticals that need a part two.
I'm in the IBM, you know, Andre Prunilla played the other one.
Okay. All right. That,
Adam
yep,
Sandra
that's
Cruz
right.
played the prof, and Adam Prunilla plays the other one.
Yes. And a lot of Prunilla's other verticals I've watched him on have been absolutely wonderful as well. He's definitely what I would consider a up and coming vertical star, but the work he's done lately has been fantastic.
Yeah, Andre Prunella is a really great actor.
Yep.
Sometimes I think he's a little bit underestimated, but in this vertical,
Yes.
it was perfect. He was really
Spot on.
perfect. Yeah,
Spot
yeah.
on.
But this definitely needs a part two, where because when I'm not f wrong at the end, there
Yeah,
was an
that
open
last twist
end.
at the end, it was a little twist. I don't want to give too much away for people who haven't watched it,
Yeah, we
because then it
don't
kind of
want to
ruins
spoil it,
it.
but it was an open end.
Yep, the last twist at the end leaves the biggest cliffhanger you could ever want to see. So I absolutely need a part two for that too.
Yeah, we have to make a list, which definitely needed the
Like I said, it's going to be a long list because a lot
Yeah,
of these
yeah,
verticals, they're hang on so many cliffhangers. I hate it. Everybody else hates it.
yeah. But
So
to be honest, there were some verticals with the cliffhangers. I'm not even interested in part two.
right. No, definitely. There's been a few, that I've seen that I'm like, okay, the story wrapped up good enough for me. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't need to anything more. But some ends are really weirdo,
Oh
I
yes,
think.
yep.
I don't know. Did you see You Are My Destiny, the one with Samantha Drews, where she
Yeah.
plays the blind one?
Yes, yep.
Really great story with what was the other one? Zachary, I don't know his full name.
Yep, Zach. Oh God, I can't remember his last name.
Yeah, but this end, I totally, it was weirdo for me.
That one, so I had that one was interesting for me because my brother is blind on top of being autistic. So that one, I had mixed emotions watching that one.
Samantha played great this
She
blind
did.
role. It was the
She
first vertical where I got tears in my eyes, to be honest. That
yes.
was the first one. But the
Yep.
end was kind of weirdo.
It was. Yeah, I don't know what if they're gonna do anything with that one, but
I don't think
yeah,
so.
it was the story was definitely bizarre, but I would categorize it under typical vertical weird. It's not anything except for verticals, because there's a lot of things that you kind of have to look over or kind of forgive verticals for. And that was definitely that ending was kind of like one of those typical vertical forgiveness things that you have to do,
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. No,
because
but
I mean, let's face it, the other things we have to forgive is kind of like we were talking about earlier is certain nuances like the doctors doing things that are clearly illegal or the professors doing things that they would never be allowed to do, it's unfortunately.
when you are a person who's impersonated from an actor in a vertical, it's kind of weird. Or I was very often in the hospital, and when I saw always when they are running off the hospital and they are doing the needles out of the arm from
Yep.
the, oh, come on, never work,
Well, and
never work.
like,
Or when they had a really bad surgery. And 2 days later, you don't see even a scarf. They went out of the hospital. Really?
Well, like I said before, I'm a veterinary technician or veterinary nurse by trade, and so I notice a lot of the medical stuff on top of the veterinary stuff, and so like to see. Like, for example, them shocking someone back to life when they're fully clothed, because that was like shocking them through the clothes and the clothes not catching fire. Or my favorite is actually some of, I've caught a couple different verticals where the part of the IV tubing that is supposed to go into the bag, the saline bag, is
Yeah.
actually taped to their hand as if it's going into their hand. I have to laugh at that. And then I just watched a vertical this morning where the IV tubing actually came off as the actor was moving around during the scene, and you could see it totally like kind of fling off. And then you see the actor while they're trying to act, trying to quickly tape it back onto their hand. It was absolutely hysterical. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there they have to work a little bit or make it a little bit better because, I think a lot of people have been in their life somewhere in the hospital and they don't and they know how it's working there. So, as you said, I had a heart surgery last week, last year, and when I see they do with the diffy
Yep.
on the cloth,
Yep.
and nope. That doesn't
Right?
work. Nope.
And
I think.
I get that, so, because some actors and production companies have pointed out, that they're in a time crunch and, they can't always pay attention to, every single little detail. And I get that, but there are some things that take 30 seconds to do and would help out with consistency. Or, like, for example, I think one of the biggest things inconsistencies I noticed, and I didn't notice it the first time around, I noticed it the second time I watched the vertical, is in Dungeons of Ecstasy. Towards the end, there's a scene where him and Nicole are running away, and in one chop of the scene, he's wearing a black shirt with white stripes, and then the next scene, he's wearing like a white shirt, and it's the same scene, but in the camera views, I'm sorry, you don't just go from one type of shirt to a completely different shirt when you're supposed to be running,
I can say I did an episode here on the podcast with Hayley Hansen, and we spoke exactly about that because I said to her, or I asked her how this could happen because I saw a few verticals where one scene when he comes out of bathroom, the tie is red, and the next scene when you see how she fits this tie, it's blue. Or then
Exactly.
Haley told me she had a scene. It was shot on 2 different days. It was a scene while they were eating, and one shot was they were sitting at the table, and the next shot was she runs out on the room, and on one shot she had her hair open and blue dress, and on the second shot you see she has her hair and makeup done, and a red dress, or I don't know which color, on. And you only see it in the vertical in the end because no one had recognized it while they were filming on the 2 different days that there is this mistake. And she told me that on one set they got noticed, oh shit. In the first take, it's totally different. You have to go change. We have to do it to redo it and do it again. But I think it's so often in I think every fourth or fifth vertical, you see something in one scene, the cardigan is on, and in the next scene, only from another view of the scene, the cardigan is off. So it's totally that
So
doesn't fit.
this might be a kind of controversial opinion of mine, but my opinion is things like that, especially the bigger things like the hair or shirts or something like that. If I understand that verticals are on a time crunch, but if they can't get those big things to be consistent within a vertical that they're going to put out there, how can they actually be taken seriously
Yes,
as a film space? Because there's
absolutely.
this push about, to get verticals to be taken as seriously. I'm sorry, if you can't even get consistency right or have somebody responsible for paying attention to make sure things are consistent while you're filming, if you can't even get that basic thing down right, then how are you going to be able to demand respect in the entertainment industry? I mean, that is, to me, that is something, like I said, it might be a controversial opinion, and I'm sure a lot of actors and directors, especially directors and producers, are not going to like me for this, but when it's big like that, it matters. If it's like, if it's a scene where, a pen was on the right side of an actor and then suddenly it's on the left,
That doesn't matter. That doesn't.
I can look past that. Or a water bottle or a coffee mug that moves, whatever. I can look past that. But when it's big things like t-shirt color change, tie change, hairstyle change, like those are huge. There is no reason, in my opinion, that those things shouldn't have been noticed. If it's by, costume and design or hair and makeup, or even some of the assistant directors, directors,
Yeah,
whatever,
that
there are
doesn't
so
matter.
many people on set that somebody should have noticed. Somebody should be saying, "Hey guys, yesterday or 2 days ago when we were filming the other half of this scene, you were wearing a blue tie, not a red tie." Like,
The thing is, I think there are not as much as scenes who got shot in 2 days, totally different. And then you can make a screenshot from day one, what was the end of the situation, take the picture and then said, okay, listen, we will look like this. That was the end of the day one, so we have to make it look alike this again. The next thing is what I also find ridiculous is when they drink out of a bottle of wine and the bottle is empty.
Oh yeah.
That's so, oh, come on.
Yeah, I don't know what they do for that sort of thing, 'cause I'm sure, with repeated scenes, especially if the wine's getting thrown, I'm sure they have to do something, whether it's real wine or there's been quite a few verticals recently. There was one I just reviewed that was one of Nevin Tomic's that the wine he poured was clearly not wine. It looked like fruit punch, honestly. So it was like I don't know of a wine that's like a bright stop sign red. Like it just it, so a little details, I guess. But like I said, I can look past some of that. But when it comes to, like I said, the t-shirt change for Eric in Dungeons and Darcy, the tie change, I've also seen that in multiple verticals. The hairstyle change, that's huge. Just things like that. I
Or
mean,
sometimes it's also ridiculous. There is a shower scene, yeah? And when they came out of the shower, or in the shower, you see that they are washing their hairs. And the next scene is when she is sitting on the bed, he comes out of the shower with his towel to enter the room and then with dry hairs. He was a few seconds ago. How worked this out? Or there are also some scenes when you see that someone is spilling the wine on the other one, and then the next scene, the dress is totally dry and clean.
I've
And it
seen
was
that.
red wine. You know what I mean?
Or I've seen scenes where someone gets hurt and there's blood stain and then they get up and go to the hospital and then there's no blood stain or whatever, so
So
things like
I think there should be a kind of crew new member staff called the detail manager or something like that.
It's just like I said, none of these things are would take for, I mean, the hair might take a while, but like to change out a tie, I don't think would take very long. To change out a shirt, I don't think would take very long.
It
Small things
only
can make
takes
a
a
big
notice
difference.
somewhere what the last color was and done.
Small things can make a big difference. And the 30 seconds it would take to change a tie or whatever, it'd be worth it. It would be worth it. And like I said, in my opinion, if verticals and the vertical industry want to be taken seriously in the entertainment industry as a whole, they need to start stepping up their game and not just relying on viewers to help elevate them. They need to start elevating themselves. And
Yeah,
that's
and
one of the ways
sometimes
they can do
I'm
it.
just wondering how stupid they think the audience is. Sorry for that, but
No, I do think that they are kind of running away with the rope sort of thing. They're just kind of, taking it and going, and it's like, oh, okay, no one noticed, let's go. And that's kind of why I'm, being vocal about this is no, I'm definitely, as a reviewer, I'm noticing, and I don't like it. I'm not okay with it, and I don't think you guys are ever going to be taken seriously unless you step up your game with at least that.
Exactly. That's small points which some platforms are watching more over and some don't. And I'm not sure if this will be improved.
I'm not sure either, because I know a lot of them right now, I mean, they're listening to view they're starting to listen to viewers in the fact that we're seeing more original stories, like Under the Hood and stuff like that. But in my opinion, I mean, in my mind anyways, is it wouldn't it be easier for them if they have a bunch of scripts that aren't maybe original, just making sure that they put those details, that consistency in there? Or is it going to be easier for them to find a new and original script? Like, I think if you want to take an if you if they want to take a quick, easy way out as far as elevating their space, consistency is the key. Do I think both things need to happen, both consistency and the original scripts? Absolutely. But I think if we can, if they want to start with baby steps, the baby step is consistency. And then you can move on to finding the or writing the original scripts. Both need to happen, but let's at least get consistency going here.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree, absolutely. What do you think the future of verticals will be? What do you think, where they're gonna to develop? Because my opinion is I started watching them in 2023, so really nearly from the beginning, and but I think they are in the starting phase in
They
the
are.
moment.
The vertical industry is still a baby. But here's the thing is it's a fast-growing baby.
Yes.
The amount of viewers and the amount of apps that are coming out, but also the fact that we now have Disney has a partnership with Dramabox where the Disney's going to help Dramabox kind of develop something for them. I heard that Netflix is in negotiations with some vertical companies. So I think that this is going to turn into a very huge thing very quickly. I think Casey Esser has definitely hit the nail on the head when he talks about that if anybody wants to get into the vertical space, they need to do it within the next like 2 years or so
Yeah.
because it's growing that fast. I think he's right. I think
Yes.
that this world in the next 2 to 5 years is going to absolutely explode. I think, like I said, Disney, Netflix, Hulu, whatever. I think all these streaming apps are going to jump right onto it.
Do you think this fast growing is healthy for this industry?
I think it's all part of the process. So I think what's going to happen is I think the vertical industry and the number of apps and companies and everything is going to swell to a huge size. And nothing is sustainable in the entertainment industry at that huge size. So eventually there will be a paring down, kind of like we were talking about earlier in the fact that I currently have 30-ish, 32-ish apps. I've had more. What happens is when I have a bunch of apps, the ones I don't use as much or they don't put out good content or I struggle to use them, those ones end up getting deleted. So eventually, I think what's going to happen is even though the vertical world may end up having, we'll say, 500 vertical apps, I think that number will shrink back down because people will find that some companies and some apps are better than others. They're cheaper, they're putting out better content. But also, here's the other thing that is going to happen is I think actors and producers and directors are going to find out which companies are better to work for. And I think a lot of actors are going to, or crew members, cast and crew are going to start being selective about what companies they work with. And I know that, for example, I know Kamen's very selective about who he works
Yes,
with as far as company
I know that.
goes.
Yeah.
There's a couple other actors I know that are very selective about who they work for, and what stories they take. So I think that combined with the viewers selecting what apps and stuff they like, we'll see that shrink back down to a more standard, quote unquote, standard size. Just like that happened with the streaming apps. I mean, when streaming first came
Yes,
out, it was the
yes.
same thing. There was a bazillion streaming apps, and everybody had a weird streaming series that, people were getting hooked on. And then it kind of shrunk down to the few that we know today, Paramount, Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, that sort of thing. So I think the
Yeah,
same
yeah.
thing's going to happen with the vertical world. It's going to swell in the next 2 to 5 years, and then eventually it'll shrink back down.
Yeah. We will see. So, at the end of every episode, I ask everyone the same five question quickie. So, I will do that with you. First question, what's your favorite dish? I'm asking that because I like cooking.
Oh, favorite dishes. If I could have cheat days on my diet, I love pastas like fettuccine Alfredo, especially
Oh yeah,
with
that's
either
great.
chicken or shrimp. I'm a huge lover of basil. So there's a panini I love to make. It's grilled chicken, pesto mayo with mozzarella cheese,
So
lettuce and
you're
tomato, pepperoni.
Italian kitchen favorites?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I don't have any Italian in my ancestry. I'm pretty much all German and I still love Italian food like crazy, so.
Germany is not so far from Italy, so that counts. So
Hey, I still love German food. We have German food all the time, especially around the holidays, because my grandmother being an immigrant from Germany. So German food
yeah,
is
I
definitely a
love
staple in our
German
house.
food too. No,
Yep,
I know
yep.
we have good food. I know we have good food. What's
Oh,
your
yeah.
favorite film?
Vertical film or regular film?
No, regular. We are talking about horizontals.
Horizontals, okay. I really love the Lord of the Rings series. I hate to be all nerdish, but it's a really great series, and the fact that it's so long, I usually rotate between either that or the Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
So I'm
No,
kind of
because
a
the
nerd
next
that way.
question is, and what is your favorite vertical?
Favorite vertical's got to be my serial killer lover there. That was hands down the best one I've watched to date. I have other favorites, but that's definitely my favorite one thus far.
And last question, what's the missing genre? What do you want to have for genre in the vertical world?
I'm excited for the pirates genres to be up and coming. Beyond the
Yes.
Crimson Sails is coming out soon. They're trying to do a Kickstarter fundraiser for that. I'm hopefully going to be interviewing them soon, but I'm not gonna lie, I would love more of a nerdy genre like Lord of the Rings or a Harry Potter sort of thing, because I think that nerdy genre would bring in a lot more viewers. I know a lot of the vertical actors are also fellow nerds, so I think that would be really fun for them to do a Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings or Dungeons and Dragons, something
Yeah.
Star Trek even, something like that, Star Wars. That'd be fun. So a nerdy genre, we definitely need that.
So we will see how it will work out with some points we discussed. I want to thank you, Caitlin, for talking to me and made this episode. And
All
I wish you a lovely and great day. And
right. Thank you so much. I
to
appreciate
spoil
all your.
a little bit, Caitlin will join me with some other really nice ladies for a
Yes.
monthly recap, and you can be sure we won't be sugarcoating, right?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
So tune in and thank you, Caitlin. Here and talk to you soon. Bye!
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.